Afternoon. With the change of weather and seasons that are upon us, we come at this week to a big change as well within the church. This morning, the Holy Father in Rome closed those huge doors on the facade of St. Peter's Basilica, the doors of mercy, doors that are open only in Jubilee years, every 25 years in the church. It also marks the end of the church year. And what a scene that we have before us today in this gospel. Today, amidst all these changes, we have this unchanging and stable sign of God's love. This gospel reading, Jesus on that cross, in the last moments, not of a church year, but of his human life. Today is the feast of Christ the King. And I think as we come to the end of this year, having witnessed all the events of the church year, all the events in the life of Jesus, I think we can say today, what a peculiar and strange King Jesus Christ is. Throughout this year, we've witnessed him. We've heard it in his words and his teaching. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those persecuted and those suffering. We've heard it in his actions. We've seen it in what he has done. Eating with sinners, touching lepers, doing things that no one else does. And in his teaching, and we have encountered in these gospel scenes, this peculiar way of the Lord Jesus. And here on Calvary, it all comes together. Hanging on a tree, Jesus himself exercising his greatest power, the greatest authority and love the world has ever known, here from a cross. And what's more, this power and this authority of a man who seems to have nothing makes his full authority, his full power and love available to us. My friends, as we consider Christ the King, not on the golden throne, but on the wood of the cross, we are invited not only to see, but to believe. To believe in his power and authority and his perfect love. St. Paul says something interesting to the church of Colossae in this second reading today. He says, God has made us fit to share in the inheritance of his holy ones. What's interesting about that is this, that our bodies, they have a certain look. They have a certain fit. And if you look, whether it's you or me, whether it's the people of Colossae or the people of Iraq today, or the people of Kennett Square, whether Catholic or Christian or whatever, we fit. We fit the cross. There it is. You see, we don't have to imagine some glorious throne. We don't have to imagine what it might look like to be rich or to be a king. Each and every one of us have a certain fit for this throne where Jesus Christ reigns. And it's from this throne that God makes us fit to receive his perfect love, to receive his authority, to receive his power. If I took this microphone off and went up and down the pews, what crosses would be revealed? What pain? What suffering? And not a single suffering, not a single loss in this church today would be unrelated to that throne of God's mercy and love, to his power and to his authority. You see, my friends, today we declare Christ as King of the universe, but we can also claim him as King of our own hearts. And there is no loss, no power, no trial, no nothing that his love and authority does not conquer. It's just a matter for us to believe and to receive. Next week, when we come to church, it will be Advent. And we will be readying ourselves to see Jesus. Jesus who will be revealed to us in the form of a child. Jesus who will be laid in the wooden crib. This week, let us thank God that he reigns from that wooden cross. And let us recognize that it is precisely from there that the good news of Christianity really becomes good, so that what we declare and live and proclaim here is not just a nice way to begin our week, but it is the way of God's glory and kingdom. It is the way of Jesus Christ. Lord, King of the universe, be King of our hearts and every heart of this parish.